Smith Mobile.
We're a sketch. Still a little scratchy on my end, but should be all right.
Unreadable.
There he is, but I can't hear it. Everybody says they can hear me, but I can't hear them.
330.
I didn't get that one. I'm almost out of it. Now, Andrew, KO4HGX.
KO4CEF. Yeah, so this year, the scavenger hunt is for, I bought them some Nerf gel blasters, so they're not the electronic kind, it's spring-loaded, but, you know, I figured I'd at least have a little bit of fun with that. And they're supposedly, you know, they dissolve when they get wet, so, you know, once they bust them open, so they won't be all over the yard like airsoft.
Plastic pellets.
Those guns, and the neighbor, he, you know, he'll go in his backyard and start picking up, because the very end of his yard is behind my yard. And he goes back here with his wife and picks up airsoft pellets. Figure one day he's going to call the cops on me or something and try to get them in trouble. So I figure the little gel blasters will be a little better and he won't have any evidence.
That's a shame you got to worry about stuff like that, though.
Kind of takes away from their fun in the backyard. Actually get kids outside, my wife's complaining about it.
That's why I'm glad I don't live in a neighborhood. I grew up in a trailer park and all the kids we ran the whole trailer park. You could go anywhere and do about anything, and if you got in trouble, you were going to get it from everybody.
Some of the stuff that I used to do as a kid, man, you get in trouble for so bad. I mean, I remember me and my buddy would grab our BB guns and go shoot birds, or hunting, you know, that was our hunting back then, was go shoot birds and squirrels, pretty much anything we saw in the trees behind the school. I mean, we'd be on school property in the woods behind the school, and that was some of the woods that we used to walk around in. And nowadays, man, you get so much trouble for that.
In plenty of trouble for that one.
He's there, but I still think nowadays you get in a lot of trouble, even once they realize it was a BB gun.
I think you would, too. They're just looking for somebody to make an example out of anymore.
So y'all not doing much on Easter?
Anything this year. Normally the family gets together, but I don't know. They've been arguing and fussing and fighting so much lately, probably not going to this year.
I love when family drama happens. Yeah, we're supposed to be, I think we're going to my mom's house. She's going to pick some lasagna. My sister and her family and then my family were bringing sides and desserts and stuff, so that'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know, my grandmother passed. This may be 3 years ago, and it's not been the same since.
Changed like that. Like me and my wife and family used to go to my parents' house, because, you know, they live at the Lakes of Tron, and they can see Hogback Mountain. So a lot of the weekends during the summer, not all of them, but, you know, every couple weeks we'd be up there eating and whatnot. We keep talking about how we miss doing that because we don't get together as much as we used to. That's why I tell my wife, I said, dang, just go buy some stuff. We'll invite everybody over. Either they come or they don't. I mean, at the end of the day, we'll still have food to eat. So, I mean, it hurts us.
Speaking of that, your dad was trying to get a hold of you earlier this morning.
We'll check the map to see if I'm even on the road yet. I finally got him set up with the APRS Droid app. I don't know if he's ever going to use it, but it's set up for him.
I don't know. We've tried to reach out to him, but he hadn't come back to us yet when we have.
The other repeaters, it's hit or miss. I don't know if, because he seems to be hitting the repeater fine. But his receive side of it, you know, unless he's sitting on his back deck, I think he has a harder time inside the house, but I don't know if he's used that antenna yet or not. I need to get some coax. I've got to find see if I got some extra coax, because he hadn't invested in any yet, so, but I know he needs to get a decent setup.
At least get my mobile rig and put in there.
Man, I was on Facebook last night and I saw one. It was, they wanted $30 for it, for a VHF, UHF mobile rig. I'm like, oh, there we go. And it was 10 watts and 4 watts. And I'm like, eh, you know, not that that's bad. And if you can hit it with an HT, I'm sure you can hit it with, you know, the 10 watts. It'd be just fine. But, you know, I don't know. You figure if you get a mobile rig, you want something with at least a little more power, just in case you ever do decide to throw it in the car.
At least go to 50 watts anyway.
I hadn't really explored it anymore. I looked at a few of them. They were a little too expensive, so, you know. I wouldn't mind picking him up a little mobile rig to get him going if it was fairly cheap, but not no $200-$300.
One of the little TYT radios, they make one that's, it says waterproof, but more water resistant would be my assumption to put in my side by side.
You've got GD88. I think it's I don't remember what the IP rating was or whatnot. I know it's water resistant. I don't know if it's waterproof for radio auditing.
Isn't it? I was talking about it. It's a little mobile. I can't remember the number on it, but it was a 25-watt radio.
More like Jeeps or something. Like, oh, like you're talking about your side-by-side. Yeah, I guess it'd be outdoors or out of the elements.
Or stand by finding a good used marine radio.
Can you buy those that'll do the 2-meter band?
I'm not sure. That's one of the things I'm going to have to look into.
One you can mod and open it up, but, you know, there again, that's not legal, so. I tell you what, man, yesterday I was looking at that K4, man. That's a tempting buy.
K04 HKX, that's the little Elecraft, isn't it?
Nice new radio they came out with. It's a SDR, it's basically a PC, you know, inside the box that runs the whole thing.
Scott had over there at Field Day, isn't it?
I didn't remember seeing one, or if he brought it, I didn't look at it. I think really the old radio I saw was Steve's.
I think it was Scott that had an Elecraft over there, and then he had the little scope that went with it. It was a beautiful looking radio, and listening to it, it sounded great.
That's the K2, I think K2. It's a little more mobile rig. This one's a home base. I mean, the K4 is a sharp, sharp radio. I mean, it's a beautiful looking radio. Touchscreen display. You know, you can resize the band scope and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was really neat if you watch some YouTube videos on it.
Check that out.
Too, because it's what I think the base model was a little over $4,000, but it had 4 antenna ports, and from what I was reading, the whole radio is modular, so when they release VHF module VHF UHF module later on, you can just install it into the radio, plug and play, and add those frequencies to your radio.
Neat option. I wonder how come nobody else has come up with that before.
See, that's what I was looking at. Like, so if I sold all my radios, you know, all my base radios, I might be able to get close to the $3,000 mark, maybe a little more than that, $3,500. You know, that puts me within striking distance of it. I'm not selling them. I just, you know, that's the part that gets me. Like, you know, when I put stuff on the Wednesday night net, so far nothing sold. Nobody wanted the Zygu, but I don't know if they jump on the 7100, the 73, or the 9700.
that's the thing. But I know Damon does pretty good, or sounds like he does pretty good when he goes to the ham fest and sells stuff.
An option. And I thought about QRZ. I mean, if you sell it online, I think you could do okay if you play it safe. And I know there's certain things you got to look out for. That's just always, I like to be able to hand something to somebody and exchange cash, but, I don't know. So I might have to go that route if I ever decided to sell them.
Just be careful is all I know to tell you. I mean, there's so many things out there that pitfalls and trip ups and crooks that, and I sometimes I just wonder if it's worth it.
Well, then it scares me. And, the 9700, it's a great radio. It's good for single sideband. That would probably be the one thing I'd miss until, I don't even know if that module's out yet for the VHF, UHF. I think they still say it's coming soon. So I don't know when that will be released. I think that would be the kicker because I'd lose that functionality to even do 2 meter single sideband work.
Couldn't be long, and I don't know. Maybe one day we'll get that figured out. I have to have you up the house to help me with that antenna.
Something with my setup. They took a couple satellites offline, so I haven't been doing it as much. But I don't know if I want to get rid of the option altogether. But I was thinking, you could take, you could just take your antenna and mount it. If you had it in the right spot, you could mount it on the rotator at 90 degrees off center, right? So it would be facing east-west. And then you could turn it, up and down, and then you can rotate it on the axis. You just have to remember that it's rotated off center and not pointed north.
I understand what you're saying. I just finding the time to do it and getting it done.
Yes, that's the biggest time. And then, you would almost have to mount it at the very end. You'd have to have a long, not mast, but whatever the crossbar is that rotates and turns up and down. You'd have to have something fairly beefy. That way you could hook the antenna to it and it not droop down. But I don't think, if you put it on the end of it, I don't think that the rotator itself would affect the receive on the antenna, since the reflector be at the end of it.
I don't even know what to say about my situation anymore.
I'm trying stuff out, I guess, but like you said, the time to do it, that's the problem. I am pulled in the parking lot. Last day of herding cats this week, so I might as well get on in here and get my plan together for what I'm going to have them do for the day, so. You be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully I'll ask you sometime over the next couple days, and or maybe Tuesday morning next week. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final, Patrick. 7-3.
You have a great day, and try to stay until at least lunchtime. Make an effort. KO4HKX, have a great one.